We are here at the Farm Progress Show in the John Deere exhibit, and with me is Kim.
Kim Kramer. I'm with the marketing department at John Deere Harvester Works in East Moline, Illinois.
Unless anybody's been living in a cave here for the summer, they know that we've had some really bad drought conditions all over the Corn Belt, and we're starting to harvest early. We're going to talk a little bit about settings on combines for drought conditions. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, the issue you get now is that there's so much variability in the field. Talking about corn now, but typically when you get into these type of conditions, the combine needs to stay full as possible, and I understand that means that you need to be varying, making some more adjustments to try to fine-tune for the conditions. Specifically, you try to minimize the amount of trash coming in, so you need to be particularly aware of your adjustments on the corn head speed, the deck plate spacings, those types of things. Obviously, you need to have the parts in good working order. So make sure just that kind of detail in the corn head. Then when it comes to the combine, again, you want to keep the machine as full as possible. And then you want to make sure that the indicators that you normally look at, you pay more, attention to those, to how much tailings you've got, make appropriate adjustments for those. And typically in a year like this, you're probably going to have to maybe run a little bit faster in rotor or cylinder, maybe a little bit tighter with a concave. So those would be adjustments that you would want to make. And like I said, watch the indicators, obviously your grain tank sample, the amount of tailings you've got, and then correspondingly adjust for that. And again, make sure that if it's a used combine, make sure that the parts you've got are really in good condition. And what I mean by that is that because of the conditions when you're at higher yields and then you get to the lower yielding areas, you need to be aggressive at being able to get that corn harvested, get it off the cob, kernels off the cob, and that requires precise adjustments.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Kim, here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.